and they had their presidio in one area of downtown, but La Villita was where the first non-military settlers came and formed a small town, and it was restored back in the 30s under WPA.
And the Presidio is the...
It's Military Plaza now.
Uh-huh.
Where the City Hall is.
Yeah, but a Presidio...
Oh, a Presidio is a fort.
Okay.
That was here primarily to protect the missions. The Spanish did it in combination. They built a mission and a fort at the same place to protect it in order to form a stronghold. Progress, I love it. I'm glad it's not tearing the place down.
Yeah.
Then I'd really hate it.
Taking a garden instead. Okay, what's it La Villita now?
It's owned by the city, and there's shops and galleries and public meeting places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about parks?
Parks.
Okay,
not enough. They just put an expressway through the oldest and the most used of them.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was turned down
after 15 years. Wait, it was put off for 15 years.
Hmm.
What
park is this?
Brackenridge Park.
Uh-huh. Tell me about Brackenridge Park.
It was part of George W. Brackenridge's estate, and at what was called the head of the river, the springs that begin the San Antonio River are there.
I didn't know the river came from the spring.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's on the property of Incarnate Word College now, and where his house is. Or he owned all that area.
Was he a big rancher or what?
No, he was a banker, among other things. And began the First National Bank here, and he had interests up in Austin also. I don't know what all he was into. I guess oil and cattle, like everybody else. Whenever anyone asks me where they get their money, oh, oil and cattle. It's a safe answer.
Yeah, if you don't know, you don't.
Anyway, so he gave all of this parkland to the city. He also began city waterworks, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
And the first city waterworks were in this property in the park.
Hmm.
And it was stipulated that no alcoholic beverages could be consumed in the park. So then later, I'm sure his good old friend Mr. Taylor, who began the one of the breweries here, gave an adjacent piece of property to the city for Taylor Park, where alcoholic beverages could be consumed. So.
So you can go over to Taylor Park and
have a
beer,
right? Anyway, that was the oldest park, and the city owns parks all over town. They primarily develop them as recreational, with a lot of equipment and a lot of picnic tables, and there's only one park that's been developed, or left, is more or less a wilderness.
Which one's that?
It's Northeast Preserve on the far north side.
Huh. Is it used much?
Yeah.
What is it for? Hiking?
Yeah, they have hike and bike trails, and eventually there's going to be a lake, but it's primarily been left and just it's stayed. There are pull-offs and picnic tables and that sort of thing, but no miniature trains, no jungle gyms, no swing sets, none of that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. Anyway, there's not enough money for parks.
Yeah.
Parks are always the first thing to go. Parks and historic preservation. If you've got a cut in the budget.